The world is becoming more unglued by the day. Local consequences are now showing up. We are seeing sky-high gas prices, higher food prices, shortages, and more. How should you respond? Go to redpills.tv/patriot. That's redpills.tv/patriot. And secure your long-term emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is by far the largest preparedness company in America. They're in stock and shipping quickly in unmarked boxes to your door. Their emergency food supplies last up to 25 years in storage. When you need it, it'll be there. Lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Get free shipping on any order over $99. Again, go to redpills.tv/patriot. The global financial system is on the verge of collapse. Here in the United States of America, we have rising inflation, rising cost of goods and services from gas to food. We have supply chain disruptions, and we have the incompetent presidency of the United States of America running the U.S. dollar into the ground by debasing it by radicalized spending and printing. There is only one thing in this world right now that is a worthy investment that has been the hedge for inflation year after year. Guys, that's gold and silver. Look, I invest in gold and silver, and there's no reason why you should not either. My buddy, Dr. Kirk Elliott, is an economist and financial advisor, and he is amazing at what he does by helping you get your 401ks, your IRAs, or just helping you purchase gold and silver bullion. You can give him a call at 720-605-3900 or go to getgoldtoday.com and let him know that Josh from the Red Pill Project sent you.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to everybody's favorite new show on the Red Pill Project, Morning Coffee with Andrea and Vince. My name is Vince Tagliavia. I am here with my wonderful co-host, Andrea Kreft. We are live with you every morning at 8:30 a.m. Pacific, 11:30 a.m. Eastern to bring you the news in the world in the morning to kickstart our days. Thank you, everybody, for making us part of your daily routine, whether it be this show, The Daily Dose, Fringe, Makes You Think, Mars Chronicles, or the Dark to Light show. There's something here for everybody. So definitely hit that follow button, hit those likes and those rumbles and all that, and check it all out. We are nonstop bringing you the unfolding global conspiracy, bringing you the weird and wacky fringe stuff, bringing you the stuff that makes you think. And so it's all the news and entertainment you could need. And we hope you're enjoying it. We certainly are having a blast creating it. Andrea, how are you doing?
Good morning. Oh, it's sunshiny here.
It is? Oh, you lucky
dog.
It
is. I know. This is the beauty of spring in Montana, is that we get sunshine.
I think we had our first real spring day yesterday. It was
nice.
It was good. Yeah, but today it's raining.
Of course it is, because it's Pacific Northwest, and that's what it does best.
It's good for the region. That's what they all say out here. It's good.
It makes it so green.
Yeah, it's good for the region. It's good. It's good for the region. It's good. It's fine.
Everybody likes water. I mean, unless it's falling from the sky, and then everyone bitches about it.
Right?
Or maybe it's just me. I don't know. Anyway, but I am well. And I hope everybody is also well out there.
Yeah. It's Tuesday, finally. We could check Monday off the things to do for this week. May 10th, 2022.
This month is just speeding by. Does it feel like it's going really fast for you two, or is it just me?
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's going to be the weekend.
I don't know if this timeline is like speeding up or what's going on, but it feels like it was like the first, like 2 days ago. And I'm like, no. Slow down.
So it looks like all of the patriots from around the world are filtering into the chats from DLive, Rumble, Pilled, Clout Hub, Facebook, and even Telegram. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Yes.
Once again, for morning coffee, make sure you get your hot drink. That is what we're here for, mainly. Mainly, it's just so we can drink our hot drinks.
Right. I just need an excuse to drink coffee. Any excuse will do. Looking at news, drink coffee. Homeschooling the child, drinking coffee.
Yeah. Originally, we were just going to. We're like, what should we do for a show? It's like, all right, let's just sit and drink coffee. And we're like, it seems like maybe it won't hold people's attention. So we're like, all right, I guess we'll read the news at the same time.
Just sit and watch us drink coffee in the morning, you know. People are like, that's really boring.
It's like, well, people do that with food. They just sit there and eat, and they get like millions of views. So
that's weird. People watch weird stuff. I don't know that most people that are on our platform do, but then they watch us, so I don't know, maybe. We love all of you guys out there, and we're so glad that you could join us, and I think we're about ready to get started.
We are about ready to get started. Let's jump right into it. Right. Why not? As always, we like to start with a little bit of the fun stuff first, which is finance, everybody's favorite topic. It's funny how they make it sound in the mainstream media. Here on Yahoo Finance, they say stocks bounce back after S&P 500 closes at its lowest level since March 2021, which I guess is true. After the markets closed yesterday, the markets did bounce back. They did open up green, but now they're in the red. They have declined since market open, and we're back in the red. Yeah.
I was like, things aren't looking very up right now. All I see is red in there.
Yep, it's a red wave. Get used to it.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Get used to this red wave, people. It's coming.
So, yeah, that was good. Off the cuff.
This red wave will lead to the next red wave.
Right. Red wave after red wave. All kinds, all sorts.
Yep.
So we see red. S&P 500 is down 0.43%. The Dow is down 0.4%. The NASDAQ is down 0.07%. Crude oil is at $101, down 1.2%. Gold is down to $1,846. And silver is still below $22 at $21.61. Very interesting there. Bitcoin kissed 29,900 last night, and just after Josh was predicting it would go down to 29, I swear. <Of course>. And I don't think he realized that it was fulfilling his prediction was being fulfilled as we were talking about it, but because it's so volatile. But it's bounced back up. It's still down 5% at $31,000, about. $31,000. We'll see. Maybe it's going to go back down and retest that 29 mark and decide to go down a little bit more or just bounce back up from there. We'll see. But Josh was right again. I mean, we need to put that on a t-shirt.
Right.
Because
don't give him one.
Could you imagine? Oh my gosh.
It just says his would have to say I was right again.
Right. Josh was right again, or Josh called this too. Seriously, over the past like month, there have been just thing after thing after thing where it's like, I called it, and it's true. It's crazy.
Well, you know, and here's the thing is people are like, I saw somebody said something of the other, and I don't remember who it was. They're like, Josh is a prophet. And, you know, I really just think that a lot of this is knowing how to read the narrative and being able to decipher what it is that they're doing and knowing their playbook. And I think he understands it well enough because he's been looking at it long enough to really be able to tell what it is. And for the most part, I think Vince and I can do that, you know, not as well as Josh can.
No.
But we can certainly look at it and kind of see where things are headed and everything.
My understanding, I would say, is a little more rudimentary than Josh's. Yeah, just sure. In the sheer number of names, events, and details that he could pull out of thin air and memory, I am nowhere close to that. I need to study and recall and refresh because I'm just not that... well-tuned, fine-tuned, I don't know, just smart.
Well, I think a lot of it just has to do with memory. Maybe. You know, it's some people remember things easier than others. Some people have to study it longer to remember things. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a an indication of intelligence as it is just memory.
Okay. But, ooh, that's a good debate right there. What is intelligence?
Okay. Intelligence is the ability to think for yourself.
Oh, wow.
That to me shows a sign of intelligence. It's not being told what to believe, but being able to think for yourself and make your own decisions and come to your own conclusions through your own research.
So you could be an idiot, but if you're an idiot by your own discovery, you're smarter than a lot of people out there.
You can have a PhD and still be a moron, basically.
Oh, for sure. Trust me.
We have a lot of them out there right now. They're trying to sell vaccines.
Oh my gosh, seriously. I want to thank Grits39120 for celebrating a 5-month subscription streak on DLive. That is phenomenal. Right. Thank you so much for supporting us.
And A. Allen says, good evening, Vince Dandre. It must be evening wherever he is in the world. So good evening to you. Or
good evening.
Good morning wherever everybody else is at.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you. We appreciate that.
So kind. If you guys have comments you want us to read, just like Alan here who's saying good evening, you could donate on any of the live platforms, Rumble, Pilled, or DLive, and we will prioritize looking at those. Just like DeSalt here will get a shout out because they are supporting us with a diamond. Thank you so much. We'll take a break and visit those here in a bit. So thank you all for your support. Finance, holy mackerel, it's just been bloodbath the past few weeks. Soon I think we'll be in recession territory. We'll just keep watching it after, you know, week after week, but that seems to be the trend. Here's Saki.
Peppermint Patty.
Ugh. Everybody, here is Jen Saki.
We know if we look at the recent inflation data, depending on which data you look at, 2/3 to even 70% of inflation data is a result of energy prices. A large part of that is the result, and Chairman Powell has spoken to this, and Secretary Yellen has also spoken to this, as a result of President Putin's invasion of Ukraine and the impact on the global energy markets. Those are all steps and impacts that I don't think anyone could have predicted a year ago. We know if we...
Nobody could have predicted this a year ago.
For whatever reason, I had no sound on that.
So. I know. I realized that midway. I didn't want to stop it, though. But essentially, she's saying, you know, with Putin and this and that, we couldn't have predicted this inflation.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here. And I refer you back to Joshua Reed. I predicted this. We need to put that on a damn t-shirt. We need to put that on a t-shirt because who's been saying it more than Josh? Maybe Alex Jones? I don't know.
Maybe.
Holy mackerel. Jen Saki.
Hey, Alan is in Scotland, so he's watching us from Scotland.
Wonderful. We do have... Yeah, we do have a few people over there. Thank you. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, super cool.
Welcome. So, Saki's worthless. Just a reminder.
You know I have a nickname for her.
What?
Sacko Shitty.
I like it.
That's my nickname for her. Just FYI.
Oh,
and... Feel free to steal it.
And Adam down here in the comments, he's not a biologist, but he said, inflation was soaring way before Putin invaded Ukraine. She's so full of shit. And that's of course her nickname.
He's right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Not a biologist.
Yeah. So
he should just change it to whatever he's commenting on. He should have said not an economist.
This is... a really funny Rittenhouse meme. Just everybody checking their portfolios yesterday.
That's right, run.
And you guys might think that's really mean, but you know what? Rittenhouse has a good sense of humor. I think he doesn't care. He's going to therapy.
I don't think he does either.
But I thought it was pretty funny that people are like, this is us today. All these investor people crying. This is where I run.
Exactly.
Pretty funny.
Oh, dear gosh.
Yeah, she'll be gone soon enough and replaced with
3 days.
A new gem.
Right, with a new... Oh, we're going to have to come up with a nickname for her, too.
Oh, just be careful.
I am scared.
We'll figure it out.
Come to Montana. I'll invite you in for tea and crumpets.
Tea and crumpets. All right, so... that's all I'm going to talk about for the market. There's nothing too urgent going on. But moving on, we're going to jump right into the U.S. news. We're going to start here with a video, Andrea. You should be able to hear it. Yeah. And this is just pretty deep. And let's watch. It's a minute and 24 seconds.
America is back.
Highest inflation rate in the U.S.
The southern border is collapsing.
Steady climb of COVID infections.
We amplify our power. We summon the new strength.
This is a recruitment
ad. Should we be embarrassed?
Diplomacy is back.
Now the Taliban are back.
Kabul is not in an imminent threat environment.
The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
They own the whole country now, the Taliban.
The Taliban are now in complete control of Afghanistan.
Complete chaos.
How did President Biden get this so wrong?
Well, first of all, the mission hasn't failed yet.
If this isn't failure, what does failure look like
exactly?
Biden, you destroyed not Afghanistan, but the world!
I don't care if you think I'm Satan reincarnate.
Do I bear responsibility? Zero responsibility.
China is ready for friendly relations with the Taliban.
You're like, you're gonna slip in the door and they're the Taliban and they're gonna come and kill us.
Cut out, everybody.
We have to ask the Taliban for permission for American citizens to leave. True or not true?
They are in control.
I can't think of anyone better to lead this operation
They're just chanting death to America.
You call yourself the president?
Yeah, so never forget Joe Biden's Taliban. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty intense when I saw it. I wanted to share it with everybody here. So
And they're doing a lot of really awful things. Now that they're in control again,
They
are requiring women to wear head-to-foot coverings.
Mm-hmm.
They are telling women that unless they have extremely important business to conduct, they are not allowed to leave the house. And girls that are finished with sixth grade are no longer going to be allowed in school.
Right.
So it's the highest level of education that a girl can get is now sixth grade. So, thank you, Joe Biden. I'm sure the people of Afghanistan thank you as well.
Absolutely devastating and disgusting. This, and, you know, so many things happen so quickly in our news cycle, I think that we tend to forget about what has happened recently and how much has happened over the years. That are things like what happened in the Middle East and what are happening now all over the world. I mean, it's just all compounding, all piling on top of each other, and it's always something new the next day, and it's just, I think that's part of the psychological warfare, is just let's kind of like overload everybody with information and events so they can't tackle them all one by one. It's kind of attacked from all sides situation.
Yeah. Well, and Josh, you know, talked about this too, that they're going to create the destabilization in the Middle East and chaos and confusion everywhere. Because this is this isn't a U.S. problem. It's not an Afghanistan problem. It's not a Russia-Ukraine problem. It's a global problem. you know, and we need to remember that we're humanity. We identify as American or Scottish or Afghani or Russian, but we're human. First and foremost, we're human. And our brothers and sisters around the world are suffering under tyranny and destruction from an evil that has got its grip on us. And we need to start standing united past all of those boundaries and saying, no, we don't consent to this.
Yeah. Or like the rapper, I don't know if anyone here listens to rap, but the rapper, as the rapper Logic says, everybody's people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or listen to Tom McDonald. You want some red pills. That guy's throwing out red pills, shoving them down people's throats. So,
yeah, for sure.
That's about the only rapper I listen to.
I don't listen to a lot of rap, but
yeah,
just came to mind. Everybody's people.
Yeah.
All right. Onward here, if you want to take it away.
I do. Give me 1 second.
We've got a story of a fish here.
Right. This is about a dead fish. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot issues LGBTQ call to arms over Supreme Court leak. So she's echoing the leftist fearmongering. Lightfoot charged the Supreme Court will soon be targeting LGBTQ rights if it has its way with ending Roe versus Wade. Because, you know, abortion and homosexuality apparently are one and the same.
They're trying to do that, huh?
Yeah, and it has nothing to do. One has nothing to do with the other. The one is about murdering babies. The other is about what your sexual preference in a partner is. Come on. It's like, but she did actually call for, she did make a call to arms. And in here,
yes,
it says, her quote, this was her quote, "To my friends in the LGBTQ plus community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next," she tweeted on Monday. "This moment has to be a call to arms. We will not surrender our rights without a fight to victory," she added.
Literally, she said this has to be a call to arms.
Yeah.
And I do want to share the tweet that I sent out last night in the middle of the night because I saw this and I thought I kind of encapsulated it decently. I said, "This is fuel for the dreadful fighting and destruction of our cities coming soon near you. This isn't calling to lesbians, gays, bees, or TQ pluses. I think it's her calling to the mentally unstable and bribed social justice warriors to cause destruction within their communities."
100%. That's exactly what this is.
And
because any sane community or any sane person knows exactly what this is.
And by the way, I think it's hilarious to say like the L's and the B's or whatever.
Just separate it out by letter.
Yeah, whether you're a G, a B, a Q, or a plus. I don't think it's really.
I want to know how you're an S plus though.
I don't.
Because I got a lot of those on my report cards when I was in like first grade. It said S plus on it, and I was like, "Oh, what are they trying to tell me?" And then in high school, it was A plus. So I'm like, what does that mean? And I did get some B's. I'm like, oh shit.
My gosh. So I was going to play the devil's advocate. That's why I kind of started chuckling when you started this story. You said it's not about their sexual preference or something along those lines. And a lot of times when people say that, the L's and the G's or whatever letter they are, they come out there and they're like, "It's not a preference. It's not a preference." Or like, it's
okay, just, preference. I mean,
it's just something to argue about. It's,
you know, it's funny because I am not one of those alphabet letters. My preference is for men. It's preference. I mean, I just don't. I don't know. It's a preference. Whether you're straight or whether you're gay or whether you're anything else, I don't care.
It does. I, you know, that doesn't bother me either. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you feel. I don't care. Really? I don't care. Be with whoever you want to be with.
It's not a preference. Okay, dude. Or okay.
Doesn't matter.
That's my attitude too. If someone tells me it's not a preference, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I that's know. Fine. It's just exactly. You say so. Okay. You know, whether yeah. I mean, you're talking semantics at this point. It's like tomato, tomato.
Yeah, it's just something to fight about.
I have family members and friends who are homosexual, and I love them the same as I love everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's bottom line. I don't care who they sleep with. Honestly.
I think that's most people. There's just whatever.
But I don't see the correlation between that and abortion. It's my biggest problem.
Yeah, it's the classic straw man bait argument.
Switch. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, Kevin, stop. Don't eat my horse paste.
But it's tasty. He doesn't want the Rona. Come on. Share, Vince.
I've thought about that. Like, can I give him a little bit? I don't know. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Just
joking. You can, but the dosage is, because it can't be toxic to them.
Yeah. Onward here. Here is another crazy person, John Cooper. He says, sound check, who's going to make every Republican pay if the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade?
Oh, another call to violence. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
This is a former national finance chair of draft, Biden 2016, Long Island campaign chair for Barack Obama, and majority leader of Suffolk County Legislature, New York.
Oh, and he works for Duke. Look at that. Or he's an alumni of Duke, I guess.
Yeah, so it's just, I think Josh pulled up a handful of these yesterday, and they just keep on coming. They're literally calling for violence.
And I will just say this. If you thought 2020, the summer of love in 2020 was bad, just wait until the summer of 2022 comes in.
They're not calling for the L's and the G's to stand up. They're calling for the crazies to stand up. And that means Antifa. We already see people wearing black block protesting outside people's houses who are elected officials, which is illegal. And they're not being stopped. So you know the police are going to stand down and let them destroy their communities. Watch.
Yep.
Stand by and protect your families, and you know, stay out of the drama. Stay out of the drama.
Don't go to any of these riots or these protests. Don't show up and think that you're going to do some good, because when the police are there and you're getting your ass handed to you, they're not going to stop it.
And you don't want to get you don't want to be in a situation. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you get arrested, you're going to be the one that's prosecuted, not them. They're all released because you've got crooked DAs that are running these places, because that's where these people target. They don't come to your conservative communities where your DA is conservative. They go to your liberal cities.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Liberal city to liberal city, starting fires and destroying businesses, including black businesses, which just goes to show you it's not about.
It's not about black lives.
Yeah, which they'll say this is about the L's and the G's, this is about the T's and the pluses, this is about the black people, Black Lives Matter. No, it's not about any of that. That is their front for their justification for their.
It's about conquering and dividing.
Yeah,
and they're using society to do that.
And the sad thing is, there's some of these people genuinely believe they're being good when they do this, and like, this is for the greater good.
They do, and it's down. Because of the brainwashing that they've been under, and the MK Ultra mind programming, and you know, they believe that they honestly believe that they're social justice warriors, and that there are people that are oppressed in our society, and you can't tell them differently.
Yeah, it's so racist. It's so messed up.
It's every ist. Every ist.
Don't you know that you're oppressed? It's like, Seriously, they're like, trust me, you are.
That's exactly what they do. There's been video out there of them doing that, and they're like, shut up, you're oppressed, you have to listen to me because I know
exactly.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, they're like, what do you mean? You're a G. Everybody freaking hates you.
It's like, no, I'm not a G. I'm a B.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm whatever. Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started.
All right. So moving on.
Yeah.
So we have got a woman finds a box of over 100 mail-in ballots while walking her dog in Hollywood. Imagine California. Who would have guessed, right? So this was actually a USPS box just sitting there filled with envelopes. She said when she picked it up to investigate, she realized they were ballots. Now, here's the funny thing about this. This is, to me, is very suspicious because she says the woman that she didn't know what to do with this. She picked up one of the envelopes and saw that they were ballots, didn't know what to do with them. And so she took them home. Which is a federal crime.
What a dummy.
And then she says that she called, the police, and they were like, well, it's not my problem.
What?
And yeah, she says, I actually called the sheriff's department. I couldn't get through, so I emailed them, she said. I got an email back from a deputy, basically in so many words, saying it wasn't their problem and to contact the USPS.
No way.
Yeah, and so it says the LA County Registrar's Office eventually contacted her to pick them up. But see, this is the problem that I have with this, is that it didn't go through the proper channels. And taking federal mail that does not belong to you is a crime. It's a federal crime. It's mail tampering. They have laws about this. So she could have gotten in a hell of a lot of trouble for taking these. Not to mention the fact that it's so convenient that it was just laying there on the ground. I almost wonder if this was a, oh shit, 2000 mules came out and I don't want to get caught with all of these. So I found them while I was walking my dog and took them home. Mm-hmm. Just a thought.
Wow.
So.
Thank you, Texas Bear, for gifting a cookie. They say journey to truth.
Oh, yeah.
Journey to truth indeed.
Mm-hmm. So these, and it does seem as if these ballots, just FYI, are going to be counted. So,
of course they are. At least once.
It says, security protocol, or the registrar's office released the following statement. And they did say security protocols such as signature verification are in place to protect against any misuse or wrongdoing of vote by mail ballots. Uh-huh.
Okay. So here's my question. Is there any way to figure out where those came from, how they got there? And are they doing an investigation? Because that seems like probably something.
No, they're not doing any investigation. That's the really funny part about this, is the sheriff's office was like, not our problem. UPS or the post office is like, not our problem. The registrar's office is like, oh, we'll pick them up. Nobody's doing anything about this. Like,
they're like, oh, I hate it when that happens. Oh,
well. I'm like, that's why it seems very suspicious to me. In the fact that, this article comes out a few days after 2000 Mules is released, and people are probably panicking because you do have primaries in different states happening right now. Sounds like California is one of them. And now people are panicking and they're, oh shit, I can't get caught with these ballots. So I found them while I was walking my dog and brought them home. Like, who would do that?
I like that theory. I hope we start seeing some of these people be held accountable. I saw posts by random people talking about how they were committing voter fraud during the election.
Yeah. They didn't openly, a lot of them openly brag about this stuff. It's like, nobody's doing anything about it.
A lot of them openly bragged about it until you call them out and then they delete it all. But exactly. A lot of that stuff screenshotted. A lot of these people could be found out if the law and order is actually upheld. We'll see. I hope so, because if not, we've got a big problem on our hands. The biggest problem.
Yep, indeed.
Breaking: Missouri Senate passes election integrity bill, bans drop boxes, ballot harvesting, and Zuckerbucks, requires photo ID for voting. Well, good job, Missouri Senate. Ooh, good news. Yeah. This is the first.
I know, a little bit of good news in there.
Yeah, the first good news of Morning Coffee since our launch.
I really hope that we start seeing more of this. I think we do have a little bit of good news actually in here today. It's not all doom and gloom.
No, it's not. I'm just being sarcastic.
Yeah.
So, they passed an extensive election integrity bill requiring photo ID for voting. Imagine that. Super racist, right? Senator Bob Onder announced on Facebook that the new election law bans drop boxes, ballot harvesting, and Zuckerbucks. Missouri House Bill HB 1878 was passed tonight by the Missouri State Senate. Fantastic. This is Bob Onder. Thank you, Bob. You did good. Mm-hmm. More of this, please.
Right?
You have any thoughts on that?
I don't. I mean, it pretty much says it. That I mean, that's what all the states need to do.
100%. Definitely. Yeah.
So this is, I think, a step in the right direction. And I really hope that the other states, I mean, obviously states like California are not going to. But this was a little surprising coming out of Missouri. I mean, mm-hmm. Missouri tends to be kind of purple, I guess, is what I would call it. Yeah. The scheme of things.
Good on them. That's pretty damn cool. All right, onward.
We have 884 Navy personnel discharged from service for COVID-19 vaccine refusal.
884? That's a lot. Yeah.
That's not even the worst of it. So, There are a total of 796 active sailors and 66 reserve sailors that they've been given an honorable characterization of service is what it is. They are doing, it does look like some religious exemptions, but it appears as if the religious exemptions are only applying to reserve officers, that they're allowing it. Huh. And with the intent that they have to be fully vaccinated before rejoining active duty service. So,
wow.
You know, you don't have to get it if you're a reservist, but if you want, if you're going to, before you go back to active duty, if you get called up for the reserves, then you have to. So,
disgusting.
These really are poison.
We know the effects of these things, and the fact that they're still pushing them on people, let alone our military, is absolutely disgusting. This is genocide. It's murder. It's messed up. Look at the data.
Yeah. So listen to this. It says, overall, the Navy has the second highest number of personnel being discharged for refusing to get the shot, behind the Marine Corps, which has now separated 2,117 Marines, according to the United States Naval Institute. Meanwhile, the Army has the third highest at 505 and the Air Force at 351. It says, as of May 5th, 3,951 active component and 3,291 ready reserve service members remain unvaccinated.
So, insane.
Over 2,000 Marines that are gone. They've left. And you know what? Good for them.
And they take everything from them, by the way, when that happens, right?
I'm not sure how they're handling this. I don't remember what the final decision was. They were going to dishonorably discharge them. I know that. But now they're getting an honorable discharge, which I think allows them to keep their benefits. Not that those benefits are great, but... Mm-hmm. Unless you've served under a certain amount of time. I want to say it's like 90 days or 100. It says in this article.
Okay.
With